We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Obusie, open-minded viewers. Obusie means greetings in Douala, a language spoken in Cameroon. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobeta 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbed 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobed 2 and Hotbed 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supremaster Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafoued, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafoued. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ulf District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, India and Sweden plan to enhance joint efforts in areas including maternal well-being. In intercultural news, Tajikistan and Kyrgyz Republic collaborate for easier passage of people and goods between their countries. In health news, an American study shows quitting smoking improves one's mood. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 16th, is World Religion Day. This special occasion was initiated in 1950 by the Baha'i community to raise awareness about the similarities of the many faiths around the globe and to promote understanding and appreciation. It is also a time to highlight religion as a way to foster love, peace, and unity among humankind. Observed in a number of countries across the earth, activities include prayer services, music and dance performances, and seminars. May brothers and sisters of all beliefs have a blessed World Religion Day as we work together towards a tranquil planet for each being.
Flying news. Food supplies short as Sri Lanka flooding continues. Unusually intense monsoon rains since early January in the nation's northern, eastern, central and north central provinces have now affected more than 1 million people, 363,000 of whom have been rendered homeless, with some shelter areas that have even become flooded. On Saturday, January 15, 5 more people perished, bringing the total number of fatalities to 32, while another 12 remain missing. With more than 20% of the nation's staple rice crop destroyed, President Mahinda Rajapaksa warned of an impending food shortage and has ordered an emergency national plan to be implemented.
Meanwhile, more than 30,000 Army, Navy, and Air Force personnel have been working to rescue victims and provide relief, and medical teams have been sent to affected areas. However, the scope of the disaster has forced the Sri Lankan government to request help from the Organization of the Islamic Conference, or OIC, in providing immediate necessities such as dry rations, temporary shelters, and water pumps.
Upon first hearing of the situation on January 3rd, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $15,000 in urgent items and another $20,000 when receiving news of an update on January 12th. The combined $35,000 could obtain $361,000 in emergency goods purchased in the United States based on Sri Lanka's cost of living. With her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, she also asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to help the most desperately affected.
We are grateful for the efforts of the Sri Lankan government, the military, and the Organization of the Islamic Conference, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving assistance. With prayers for the families who lost loved ones and for the protection of the flood-affected people, may such disruptive conditions subside through humanity's kinder stewardship of the ecosphere.
Hundreds more perish as unrelenting rains sweep Brazil. The number of confirmed fatalities from weeks of ongoing torrential rains jumped to 541 on Friday, January 14, making it the worst ever such disaster in Brazil. The worst affected included Rio de Janeiro's state's hill towns of Novo Friburgo, where 247 people succumbed, Teresopolis with 231 deaths, and Petropolis with 43 who perished, with churches, schools and police stations that are being used as makeshift morgues. Officials warn that the toll from flooding and landslides is still rising as hundreds of people remain missing and rains hinder rescuers' efforts to reach victims. Some 14,000 people have been rendered homeless as torrents of mud and water swept homes, animals and trees alike, bringing with them huge boulders that catapulted down slopes to bury entire families in their homes. Newly inaugurated President Dilma Rousseff, who toured the disaster areas by helicopter, has pledged decisive action from the government along with financial assistance for flood relief efforts.
When the worsening conditions were reported on January 14th, Supreme Master Ching Hai had expressed her sorrow and prayers as she immediately offered $15,000, an amount that could acquire $68,000 in urgent necessities purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Brazil. She also asked that our nearby association members please go, if possible, to bring any needed assistance to the most afflicted.
Our gratefulness, Your Excellency, government officials and all personnel working to ease conditions for the Brazilian people, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring support. With our deep sympathies to all who have lost loved ones, we pray that such tragedies may be averted as humanity's gentler actions help restore the Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Pope John Paul II beatified, after a panel affirmed the occurrence of a miracle that had been attributed to the late Pope John Paul II, who passed away in 2005. His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI approved his beatification. The miracle relates to a French nun, Sister Marie Simone Pierre, who suffered from Parkinson's disease and was unable to walk or write. She had prayed to His Holiness because he had also suffered from Parkinson's disease. Sister Marie Simone Pierre stated that about 2 months after the Pope passed away, she was suddenly cured of the disease. A Vatican-approved panel of doctors and theologians, cardinals and bishops, examining the evidence of her claim, concluded that there was no medical explanation for the nun's healing. The beatification ruling was noted to be uplifting to many Catholic faithful, including New York City, USA, Archbishop Timothy Dolan, who spoke of it as an occasion of great joy and grace. We join in commemoration of the blessed Pope John Paul II as we are reminded in gratitude of the wondrous miracles and benevolent ways of the divine.
Tehran announces first No Tobacco City Festival. The municipal government of the Iranian capital city Tehran has announced that it will host an event on February 14 and 15 to raise knowledge and awareness of the potentially devastating health consequences of tobacco products. The No Tobacco City Festival hopes to promote greater interaction between the media and the health community, while also garnering community input and support for effective solutions to quitting tobacco, bringing a healthier atmosphere for all residents of the city. Sponsored by the Eastern Mediterranean branch of the World Health Organization, or WHO, activities for this special event are part of a pioneering, multifaceted program created under the leadership of Tehran's 18th District Mayor, Ibrahim Madahi, and will include engaging community members in creating their own films, animations, and books. Honorable Mayor Madahi, Tehran City Government, and World Health Organization, we laud your creative and forward-thinking efforts to safeguard the public from this harmful substance. Wishing you abundant participation in the upcoming festival and actions that lead to a vibrant tobacco-free city, or its initiative to ensure the public's well-being, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the city of Tehran, Iran, with the Shining World Leadership Award.
Smoking bans save lives.
Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half.
United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans mean decreases in acute coronary syndrome.
A study in Mississippi, USA, found that heart attacks were reduced by 27% 3 years after indoor smoking was banned, with similar bans in 11 other worldwide locations also showing a reduction in both heart attacks and heart disease.
Rome, Italy, experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions, such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from the Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Tajikistan and China resolve shared border. On Wednesday, January 12th, Tajikistan's lower chamber of parliament ratified an agreement yielding to China over 1,000 square kilometers of land in the Pamir Mountains. As the Chinese government indicated full satisfaction with the arrangement, this successfully concluded a previous 130-year-long dispute over a shared border region. Congratulations, Tajikistan and China, on this peaceful resolution. May the people of your nations be graced with lasting neighborly friendship.
Lebanese citizen freed, Mr. Sharbel Khoury, who was detained by Israeli defense forces along a border region between Lebanon and Israel on Wednesday, January 12th, was released on Thursday to the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL. Upon knowing of Mr. Khoury's absence, the Lebanese army immediately requested assistance from UNIFIL personnel, who were successful in helping secure the swift and peaceful freedom of Mr. Khoury. Many thanks, United Nations, for your helpful diplomacy as we join in gratitude for Mr. Khoury's safe return, wishing him a joyous reunion with loved ones as we pray for ever more harmonious relations among all Israeli and Lebanese people.
Save our planet. 2010, the second worst year for natural disasters. The world's top reinsurers, Switzerland-based Swiss Re and Germany's Munich Re, recently released a report on the human and economic losses of 2010. At 950 recorded natural disasters last year, 2010 was the second most devastating year since 1980. In terms of human lives, 295,000 people perished in natural calamities, a stark contrast to the previous year when 15,000 succumbed. In terms of financial cost, Chile's massive earthquake in February was the most expensive disaster of 2010, with losses totaling around $30 billion. Combined with Haiti's calamitous quake in January, these two disasters were among the five worst in 2010, which also included the quake in central China, the heatwave across Russia, and widespread floods in Pakistan.
The worldwide economic loss in 2010 of $222 billion from natural disasters was more than triple that of 2009. Munich Re's report read, "The high number of weather-related natural catastrophes and record temperatures both globally and in different regions of the world provide further indication of advancing climate change."
Seen on a global level, 2010 most probably has been the warmest year since we have started records 130 years ago. The cold weather, which we have seen in November and December in Europe, but also at the US East Coast, is no contradiction to these developments and no contradiction to global warming at all. To sum up, the year 2010 has been a year with many and high losses caused by natural catastrophes.
Moreover, these losses occur in predominantly in developing countries, identified as being the most vulnerable and dependent on financial aid, both to recover and prepare for future climate change impacts. Their predicament was described in a recent study by World Bank lead environmental economist, Mr. Sergio Margolis.
If countries need to adapt, what would it cost if the world is going on a 2-degree trajectory? In this case, our estimates are between $70 and $100 billion per year between now and 2050. So it's a lot of money every year. we want to avoid, if we can. We shouldn't play with this and make things worse.
We thank Munich Re, Swiss Re, Mr. Margulis, and the World Bank for your research quantifying the harrowing tolls of climate change, especially in terms of precious human lives. May this help to awaken everyone to the need to protect one another, our animal co-inhabitants, and our shared planetary environment.
Addressing the high cost of climate change-induced devastation during an April 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted the number one action needed to safeguard all beings on Earth.
Even though the problems of the environment are many, they all come from more or less one single source. That is the meat industry. Recently, for example, a study conducted in the Netherlands found that the estimated total cost to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to a level where the Earth would still be habitable, that total cost was estimated as $40 trillion. If all the people became vegan on this planet, the cost would reduce to $8 trillion only to save the planet. With savings like the one just mentioned, we could invest in other life-improving measures, such as ensuring adequate food and shelter, education for more people in the world. And more people would automatically have food if everyone goes vegan.
Save our planet. Future e-car for urban mobility unveiled. Imagine a vehicle capable of navigating without a driver, which can be driven individually or joined with other vehicles in a train for more efficient travel. It can also avoid obstacles, park itself, and will automatically return to the owner when summoned from a smartphone application. This is the new concept car, NV, or electric networked vehicle by US-based auto manufacturer General Motors in partnership with green transportation company Segway Incorporated. The NV debuted at the recent Consumers Electronics Show in Nevada, USA, following a six-month exhibit at the Shanghai World Expo in China. Designed for urban, short commuting distances, the two-wheeled, two-seater NV measures 1.5 meters by 1.5 meters and contains lithium-ion batteries that can be recharged with conventional outlets. Estimated to be production-ready within a decade at a cost of $10,000, the eco-friendly vehicle can easily share a parking space with four or five other NVs.
Speaking of the niche envisioned for the car, General Motors Director of Advanced Technology Vehicle Concepts, Chris Barani Bird, stated, "Building more and wider roads is expensive and doesn't really solve all the problems, meaning that smarter solutions are needed. Public transportation is important, but with so many people going from point to point in different directions, some personal transport is needed as well."
What an exciting glimpse into the future transportation design. Bravo General Motors and Segway Incorporated for bringing together streamlined function with concern for the environment. May the NV inspire many more towards such innovative vehicles that are smart, efficient, and green.
Save our planet. Argentina helps provide electricity to drought-stricken Uruguay, whose hydropower-generated power is affected by a severe water shortage.
Warning news. US-based Harvard School of Public Health scientists and their international colleagues evaluate 500 boys in the heavily polluted town of Chapaevsk, Russia, finding that those with the highest exposure to industrial and agricultural toxins were, on average, 3 centimeters shorter than their peers.
Oinky the Piglet, a happy vegan. Today, I have a tip to share about traveling by plane. When possible, it is best to fly to your destination nonstop. This will reduce up to 50% of carbon emissions and also decrease fuel costs. Have a safe flight. Thank you for watching and thank you for being veg, going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In world news, India and Sweden agree to increase joint efforts in healthcare. The two nations will enhance their cooperative endeavors in areas such as maternal and child health, public health research, alcohol and tobacco control, pharmaceutical products, and disease mitigation. Our appreciation, Sweden and India, on your commitment to improving the well-being of your citizens. May more nations collaborate to help create better lives for all.
In intercultural news, Tajikistan and Kyrgyz Republic will have easier passage of people and goods between their countries. The Kyrgyz Republic's Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Transport and Communications, Dr. Kubanichbek Mamayev, and Tajikistan's Minister of Transport and Communications, Mr. Olimjon Boboyev, signed a landmark cross-border transport agreement designed to free up bilateral and regional trade. Congratulations, Your Excellencies, Kubanichbek Mamayev and Olimjon Boboyev, Tajikistan and Kyrgyz Republic, on this significant agreement. May your accord lead to greater opportunities, increased prosperity and thriving friendships and livelihoods for all citizens of your beautiful nations. Up next on Noteworthy News, researchers find that quitting smoking makes people very happy. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. Stay tuned for more auspicious news here on Supreme Master Television.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Family feline Bustopher Jones alerts human caregiver Angela Cornett and her family in Tennessee, USA, to a fire in the middle of the night, saving Mrs. Cornett, her husband, three children, and three dogs, who all emerged safely from the blaze. For his loyal and life-protecting actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Bustopher with the Shining World Hero Award.
Mongolian Prime Minister Su Bakhtar Bakbold and his delegation are welcomed in Dubai by United Arab Emirates Vice President, Prime Minister and ruler of Dubai, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, for talks of progressing friendly bilateral relations.
Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle and Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi agree to enhance bilateral cooperation in various fields, including economy, education, infrastructure, and energy.
U.S. legislator Stephen Howard of Massachusetts, USA, donates a set of animal oxygen masks to the fire department in the city of Rehoboth, enabling them to better treat the 30% of all calls they receive to rescue animal co-inhabitants.
Chinese Vice Premier Hui Langyu and Cameroon's Prime Minister Philemon Yang highlight their country's 40 years of diplomatic ties as they pledge further enhancement of bilateral relations and attend the signing of several cooperative agreements.
State Council Taiwan Affairs Office spokesperson Fan Li Qing notes advancements in diplomatic relations between Formosa or Taiwan and mainland China, including in the financial sector, where banks are increasing their cross-strait branch openings.
In a study of the visual appeal of skin tone, British researchers reveal that consuming vegetables and fruits like carrots and plums contribute to golden skin pigmentation as well as health, creating an appearance that is perceived as more glowing and attractive to others.
UK-based Practical Action installs a solar-powered water system that can pump up 10,000 litres of water an hour from a 100-metre deep well to provide safe, clean water for some 10,500 people in Namarut village in northern Kenya.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donates $1 million to the UN's Children's Fund or UNICEF for increased polio vaccination and treatment in the Republic of Congo to eliminate the disease, which has reoccurred for the first time since 2000.
Barcelona team's Lionel Messi of Argentina is recognized as the world's best soccer player as he is awarded the inaugural International Federation of Association Football, or FIFA, Ballon d'Or Award.
In the first such visit of its kind, the Cuban government permits senior-ranking U.S. official, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Latin America, Roberta Jacobson, to meet with detained American Alan Gross.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.